Now you introduce the show.
All right, hold on.
Go ahead.
Fine.
We're on.
Are we?
Yeah, welcome back.
The signal is coming out of the antenna.
Yep. And now thank the people who... Jackie filled in for us last
Jackie,
week.
Jackie. Thank you, Jackie.
Thanks, Jackie.
How'd that go?
Jackie and Greg.
How'd that go?
It was great.
Who are they?
Jackie and Greg. They're other DJs.
Oh.
They did a little show called Between the Lines. Oh, have you got enough gum there?
Yeah, I'm good. Should I worry about our audience falling in love with them?
Yeah. I got a lot of really positive feedback about them.
What's that like to get positive feedback?
Oh, it's really strange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's some similarity to the kind of feedback I usually get. You know, like you get the email and then you open it up and you're expecting, you know, the usual.
Yeah.
Only
but you got positive.
It leaves you feeling good. Really.
There are some shows we do where we get very, very little negative feedback.
That's
true. When we're on a roll, when we're on fire.
Yeah. Yeah, we might only get 2 or 3 dozen hate emails after a show like that. That's how I know it was a success.
Do you think people hate me because of my on-air personality, or is it because I'm ugly?
I think it's mostly your repellent on-air personality.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing I can do about being ugly.
No, there's nothing. They don't even know
I am as God made me.
I got news for you.
I'm human, too.
Most people don't even know how ugly you are.
They don't?
No.
I do love radio. Man.
I was making some...
You should announce that at the beginning of every staff meeting. Just a reminder, our listeners do not know how ugly we are.
I made that picture of you in front of the free candy van.
Yeah. From AI. You have an AI program
to do
that?
Yeah, from ChatGPT. And I had to keep telling him, like, do it again, but make Andy uglier. It started off, you were
and then
looking,
the AI program, I know that AI program responded, are you sure?
No, it doesn't even ask.
It doesn't even
it
ask?
It just goes ahead and does it. It started off with you looking a little bit like Mark Ruffalo.
He's not ugly.
I know. That was the whole
I don't get it.
That was the problem. But I finally got it. I finally, you know, after like 5 or 6 iterations of it, it finally got you down, ugly enough. Hey, happy Paul McCartney birthday.
Is today Paul McCartney's birthday?
It is.
Is he 82, 81? What is he?
He's up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also Brian Wilson. He's been dead now for more than a week.
Oh, my baby. Oh, no. That was a tough one.
Yeah. We could bring him back to life.
He was an ugly man.
Not when he was young.
No, not when he was young. Good point, Ken.
Yeah.
You've given us a lot to think about, Ken. He became uglier as he got older.
Well, most people do.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say Brian Wilson was an ugly.
I wouldn't say he was ugly either.
Yeah.
I mean, he was, but I wouldn't say it.
I mean, he wasn't as cute as Dennis.
No. God, Dennis on those drums.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dennis singing You Are So Beautiful. Remember they gave him that song every concert? He'd walk to the lip of the stage, the front of the stage. And he would sing, You Are So Beautiful. And the girls, quick impression of the girls. Ah!
I was unaware of that.
Yeah. Well, my opinion, and I'm just speaking for myself,
yeah.
Brian Wilson was a genius. He was our Mozart. My opinion.
You want to do a seance?
Hey, that would be great.
Communicate with the dead Brian Wilson?
Yeah, we could finally land an interview with Brian Wilson.
Oh, we have to find a medium. Maybe we can do that next.
Oh, he needs a Ouija board.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. A Ouija board.
But then the interview would be very, very stop and go. It would just be one word at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
How did you write Good Vibrations? And then that would take up 4.5 hours to get the response on a Ouija board.
No, the answer would just be Mike Love.
What was your inspiration for Fun, Fun, Fun? And that would be a day and a half on the Ouija board.
I think we should just get a
We might as well not even bother.
Hire a medium.
Or read a Wikipedia article. That would be amazing to do a Ouija board interview and just clear the decks. Just give me a day and a half of airtime. That would be so funny. It would be one letter at a time.
Oh, that'd be the worst.
Oh, no, it wouldn't be the worst. It would be terrible, but it wouldn't be the worst. You have to be very careful on WFMU to throw around words like the worst.
I think it would be the worst.
No. Remember we had those Boy Scouts in here?
I was just thinking of them. I was just thinking.
Okay, then. So, you owe me an apology.
I think Ouija board conversation with Brian Wilson would be worse than when we had the Cub Scouts on.
Oh, well, no, next week, 6 o'clock, next Wednesday, 201. Wait.
No, we're not here next week.
Oh, we're not here next week?
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, we're here, but it might be recorded, right?
No, July 2nd is my grandson's birthday.
Oh, July 2nd. Oh, two weeks. Okay, so next week we are here. So we should get the medium for next week.
Yeah, but July 2nd is good because no one's working. I mean, it's the July 4th weekend. Yeah. You know? I mean, long week.
All right. Well, let's celebrate Paul McCartney's birthday here.
How do you do that?
You think you're a.
You're segueing into.
Yeah, you think you can identify every Beatles song just by the bass track. That's what you told me.
God, I do love Paul McCartney on bass. God, I love him. Hey, can I recommend a book? Do you read books?
Yep, I do. Oh. Go ahead and recommend a book.
Oh, I don't have a specific one. I just love books.
What have you been reading lately?
Okay, I know I do have a specific one.
Okay.
It's a new book. It's a new biography. You're going to say, oh, no, I've read 100 of these. It's a new biography of Lennon and McCartney.
Uh-huh.
It's called John and Paul, A Love Story. And it is so moving. It is so beautifully written.
Yeah.
It's by a guy, he's kind of a therapist, and he just gets into the head of young McCartney and young Lennon when they were, you know, when they met, and then the Hamburg months, and then the Cavern months, and the Cavern, and just forging that bond and learning how to write songs together, and they just the most moving biography I've ever read. They loved each other. They were not sexual, you know. There was no.
Oh, not sexual.
Not sexual.
Not
so
sexual.
It wasn't like you and me. Oh. They didn't have to go there.
Right.
But it was as strong a love story and the most moving a love story as you'll ever read. Just beautiful. And they just, you know, they would record. You saw them a little bit in the Get Back session. They would write. They would just face off again, you know, with each other and just stare in each other's eyes. You saw a little bit when they were doing Two of Us. Remember that?
Yeah. No, you could see during the Get Back footage.
Yeah, they would just lock eyes when they were teenagers.
What a team they were.
Yeah, and they, you know, they both lost their mothers within a year of each other, you know?
Yeah.
And they kind of bonded like that. McCartney was a little younger. And
I believe their mothers killed one another.
Murder-suicide, McCartney's mother and Lennon's mother?
I don't know that it was a murder-suicide. I think they just, you know, they...
You mean like a duel?
It was a murder.
Like Hamilton and Burr? Yeah. Like a duel in a field?
But not like
Hamilton. That's how you read? That's what you heard?
Not like Hamilton and Burr. In that case, only one of them died.
Yeah.
This was more like, I'm trying to think of a duel where both people died.
Hamilton, if I recall, fired a shot into the air, signaling, let's be reasonable men about this.
Ah.
And then Burr then took aim and killed him. They weren't as good friends as Lennon and McCartney. That's an example of them not being very good friends.
Or their moms.
Or their moms, yeah. You know what's really interesting in that book? It's so interesting. So their first single was Love Me Do. Remember Just Love Me Do?
Uh-huh.
With Lennon on harmonica.
Yep.
And Paul singing Love Me Do. Okay. So, and then you know the lyrics. You know I love you. You know I'll always be true, right?
Mm-hmm.
So listen to this. So this was... oh my God! I'm blanking on the name of their George Martin.
Mm-hmm.
So George Martin's idea—it was just brilliant. It was just—and it says everything about them. It's a terrible song, by the way, isn't it?
Love it Me is. Do? Yeah. Okay. I hate it.
Yeah, I know. Why? Why would you hate it? Save your hate for other things, buddy. Holster that weapon. Okay, but wait. But listen to this. there's a great moment in the book. They're singing Love Me Do. So John's playing, originally John's playing harp, and he's also singing Love Me Do, right?
Uh-huh.
And then George Martin says, no, no, no. The harp is stepping on your lyric. You're not finishing the lyrics because you're getting right to the harmonica. Paul should sing Love Me Do while you play the harp, right? And then so Paul sings Love Me Do, John's playing the harp, and then John sings, You Know I Love You, I'll Always Be True, right? And then Paul sings, You Know I Love You, I'll Always Be True. So it's a song, it was like revolutionary. It's two guys, they didn't sing We'll Always Be True, You Know We'll Love You, right? It's two guys singing as one person to his girlfriend. It's John and Paul shifting lines, swapping lines, both singing You Know I Love You. And that set the whole stage for how these guys thought and wrote. That was the Beatles, and that was them. They were like two halves of one person. You know, they both wrote, it's just amazing. They both wrote and they both sang. They're both great singers. But then when they sang together, it was like miraculous, you know, they had their harmonies.
Man, you're really into the Beatles.
Oh yeah, I love the Beatles. I can name all four of them. John, no way. Paul, George, and the drummer.
What was the drummer's name?
The drummer.
The drummer's name?
John Paul.
He.
John Paul, George. John Paul, George, Ringo.
Ringo,
yeah,
very
John Paul,
good.
George, and Ringo. Yeah, that's what I said.
And what was Ringo's real name?
Ringo.
Ringo. All right, are you ready to play the game?
Ringo.
All right, we need a listener at 201-209-9368 to...
I'm not sure he had a real name, did he?
He did. He did have a real name. We need a listener to call us at 201-209-9368 to face off against Andy. I'm going to play a bass track, isolated bass track from a Beatles song.
And then if I get it right... Wait a minute, I'm sorry. If the listener and I can't... Wait a minute. If neither the listener or I can identify it,
uh-huh.
It's a wash, right?
Right.
If the listener identifies it, but I don't, I'll owe the station some money. Okay?
Yeah, $50.
No!
For each time you get it wrong.
There is no way.
Oh, I thought that was what you agreed.
No.
You said it would be the perfect amount of money, which I believe is $50. All right, we're ready to go.
18 cents.
Hi, you're on the air.
Wait, what's a first class stamp? I'll buy the station a stamp for every one I get wrong. Well, how much is a stamp?
I don't even know anymore, but it's not much. It's under a dollar.
Yeah, I'll buy you a stamp, a first class forever stamp.
All right, how about $20?
How about a stamp?
No, not a stamp.
How about you shut up and I just say stamp?
How about you talk to the caller we have on the air?
Hi, it's Sam the Appraiser.
Oh, hey, Sam. Hey, are you a Beatle? Are you a Beatle fan too?
Yeah.
Can you name all four Beatles?
What?
Can you name all four of them?
Oh, there's four of them?
Yeah.
There's John Lennon.
The cute one, the intellectual.
Wait, is it John
the thoughtful
Lennon?
One?
And then there's
the goofball drummer.
There's Benjamin Harrison. No, Rex Harrison. George Harrison.
Okay, I get it. Okay. No callers can be funnier than I am. No, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. No, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, don't do that again.
Oh, there man. Was Paul
we
McCartney.
We posted the rules.
You What's need that? To move over. You can't see the screen, can you?
No.
You got to move over a little bit. Okay, you ready, Sam?
Hey, guess what Beatle I met. See if you can guess.
Richard Starkey?
If that's Ringo, you're right.
Yeah.
That's Ringo. That's his name.
Yeah.
Oh, were you working on Caveman or something?
I wish.
His movie Caveman?
In my dreams.
Did you meet the fake Paul McCartney?
An uncredited rewrite on Caveman.
Why did you meet Ringo?
He hosted SNL.
Oh, and you were a writer.
Yeah.
And tell us about an exchange you had with Ringo.
I was on camera with Ringo.
Uh-huh.
You could see me on the camera.
Nice. And tell us about a little exchange you had with him.
Okay. We were on camera together. The first sketch of the show, you know, here's the thing. When you're at SNL and there's a cool host coming in that you want to hang with, you're very, very anxious. You're determined to get a sketch on the air. Because if you don't have a sketch on the air, you kind of go home. There's nothing for you to do. So the weeks that, like, someone from the Pythons came, or in this case, Ringo Starr, I was very diligent. I worked very hard to get some stuff on the air, and I got a couple of things on with Ringo.
Uh-huh. And?
Okay. Now comes the embarrassing part. I did actually hang with Ringo, because in the first sketch that I co-wrote with Jim Downey, it was called a Beatle auction. You could find it online, the Beatles auction. And the joke was that the Beatle memorabilia was being auctioned off at an auction house. And then the big joke was that one of the items they're auctioning off was Ringo Starr himself. That was the joke.
Okay.
And the joke was that no one bid on him.
Okay.
Right? People were, and but in order to bring Ringo out, he was on a little wheelie thing. What do you call those things?
A cart,
yeah. And I was the guy that pushed the cart out onto the stage.
Oh, nice.
So anyway, this is my long-winded way of saying, during rehearsals and while the sketch was being prepped, I was backstage just in a little room with Ringo Starr, just me and him.
Yeah.
Waiting to go on. It was just me and him.
Right. So now, tell us about
it. Ask me what we talked about.
Yeah. What did you talk about?
I don't remember. I honestly don't remember.
All right.
I bet Ringo remembers.
No, Ringo would not. I mean, Ringo, that's the thing about being a famous at that level. Everyone that meets you remembers the encounter. And you remember none of them.
No, Ringo wrote all about the encounter in his autobiography.
No. Now you're teasing me.
All right, let's play the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, here
you're going to play a bass line?
I'm going to play a bass line.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it? Wait.
And what? I have to guess the song?
Yeah.
No, you and I both have to guess, and we'll see.
Oh.
We'll see. Wait, do we each guess, and then we'll see who's right?
You have to buzz in.
Okay.
You have to buzz in by saying buzz.
Wait, now you selected these bass lines.
I did.
Okay. Are they, did the bass lines you select, are they sort of distinctive?
I didn't want to make them too easy.
Why not?
Well, because some of them were just so, like the Hey Bulldog.
Well, that's amazing.
That's just so incredibly easy. It's the song. The song is the bass line.
That's true with a lot of the Beatles songs.
Yeah, so I tried to avoid those.
Okay.
I will tell you that I tried to limit it to just the actual isolated bass line from the actual Beatles studio recording.
Okay.
Because there were other cases where it was like from other sources.
Does that mean, I'm just trying to think out loud, does that mean that it's mid period or later period? Because I bet it was not possible to do in the early recordings.
No, because now there's AI tools that will do it. But but those don't sound that good.
Okay, so wait. So, okay.
I was also trying to keep it to ones that where it's loud enough that you can hear it. Although listeners may want to put their headphones on.
Yeah, they may want to, but they won't.
Yeah, no, they won't.
Okay, I'm ready with my guess.
Okay, I'm ready with my guess too.
I haven't played.
I'm only sleeping.
Oh, sorry.
Is it I'm only sleeping?
There's no. So many clues.
No.
Is it off the White Album?
No clues.
Back in the USSR.
No clues.
Okay, is it back
Why
in the USSR?
Can't we do it in the road?
I'm just gonna play it.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll make it too easy. Okay, you tell me when you're going to play it.
I'm playing it. Where the hell is it?
Yeah, where the hell is it?
Yeah, where the hell is it?
Yeah, where the hell is it?
It's a good question.
Yeah. Hey, if you're just tuning in. Oh, here we go. Well, you got to start from the beginning.
I did. It was quiet at the beginning. Let's go again.
Okay.
Here you go, Sam. Oh, you can hear. Oh, you can hear part of it.
Yeah, well, that's lovely, Rita, Meet or Me.
Yeah,
because I did hear.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I did hear a little vocal.
I heard the vocal in the background. Damn it!
Oh, this is going to be easy.
Damn it!
If you can play the vocals, I can get almost every one. Oh, this will be great. Right. Oh no, this is
1 point for Andy. Or
yeah,
although this will maybe make that shouldn't count.
No, this is going to be great. That's the hint I needed to hear the Beatles singing.
It's really hard to get 100% of everything else out of there.
So. No, this is great. If you play me a Beatle track, including with the bass line and them singing,
no,
I'm going to be in pretty good
shape.
No, that
doesn't count.
Why not?
No, because you heard the bass, you heard singing in the background.
I didn't make that recording.
All right, let's do another one.
That was fortuitous.
Let's do another one.
I'm being punished?
Yeah.
For your mistake?
Yeah, here we go. This is the one that counts.
Okay. Play that bass line.
You want to hear more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just drive my car?
No. JoJo was a man who thought he...
Oh,
okay.
No, I'm just
for kidding. The record, it's pretty hard
no,
to hear.
I'm just song. Kidding.
Oh, that wasn't it?
No, that wasn't it.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, Taxman.
No.
It's not Taxman? Is it off Revolver?
It's almost off Revolver.
It's Rubber Soul?
Nope.
Well, that must mean it's a single that came out.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's not Penny Lane. Is it Rain? No, it's not
yes,
Rain. It's
it is Rain.
Rain.
It's Rain.
It's Rain?
Yeah, but you got that, like, on what, your fifth try?
Shut up. I did great.
I think you better lost than... 2 points, I think.
Yeah, give me 2 points. Shut up.
I'll
give
you 2 points.
I'll give you 1 point.
Boy, Rain was... Rain's an interesting record. I bet, you know, musically, that's really... That was kind of a big step forward.
That's not really fair,
because
I don't know that song. I couldn't have gotten that.
You don't know Rain?
Well, Rain is actually... Well, if you're into the weather, Rain is very instructive. Everybody runs and hides their head when the rain comes.
Right.
In that song.
Everybody loves... They love talking about the rain.
Yeah.
The English rain?
Yeah. Oh, Standing in the English Rain. That was
what was on the flip side of Rain? That was the B-side.
Oh.
The answer is Paperback Writer.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Yeah. Hey, here's a great Beatle trivia question.
Okay.
What was the first original Beatle song that they recorded that was not a love song?
You Know My Name, Look Up the Number?
Well, that's much, much later. I was toward the end.
No, I'm only...
Number nine?
I'm only kidding.
Well, that's also toward the end. But they went... It's so interesting. They went a
Paperback
long...
Writer?
They went a long, long, long time in their career before they recorded a song that was not a love song. I mean, their first albums and all their first singles, it was really a love song to their fans. You know, they were just singing to the girls in the audience. The answer is Help.
Ah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very nice. Good Beatles trivia.
That is good Beatles trivia.
Should we keep Sam the Appraiser on?
Well, let's say goodbye to Sam. We have other calls.
Thank you,
we
Sam.
We love Sam
love
to death.
Show.
Thanks, Sam. That means the world to us, doesn't it, Ken?
We love you to death, Sam.
Awesome.
No, not to death.
Oh, sorry.
We love you to near death.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Oh, it's Pam.
Hey, Pam.
It's President Pam.
I hope this show is pleases you. I hope it's up to your standards.
It is.
Oh, that's
so
sad. Oh, that's sad for you, Pam.
That's sad for me?
Yeah.
Absolutely I hope you're not.
I hope your standards in your personal life are higher than this.
No, 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 no. Not at all. You boys are doing a great job.
Thanks, honey. Hey, Ken, did you hear what Pam said? She likes the show. She says we're doing a great job.
Yeah, well, she approved this idea.
Yeah.
But she didn't approve the part of the idea where you wanted to get a free pass from Pam. She rejected.
Oh, that would be as my prize if I won, I beat the listeners. I would get free pass. You I would have one show that was one idea that was veto proof.
She rejected that. Okay, Pam, are you ready to play?
Yeah. I'm ready to first I have a question. Like I don't understand why Andy gets to keep guessing five times.
That's
as long
true.
As if you
exactly.
Then that's
exactly.
It.
Okay,
that's
you're right, Pam. I'm taking away his point because on Rain, you're right. He guessed five times.
Oh, you can both go to hell.
You get one guess.
No, I think you get two guesses.
Okay,
this is hard.
Two guesses.
Two guesses. But okay. I also wanted to say I called to make you feel better, Andy, because. I'm sure I'm not going to get it, but...
Oh, you're sweet.
Okay.
Oh, you're not as deep into the Beatles as some?
Well, I'm probably no, absolutely not.
But, how about this? Would you both agree to this? If I beat Pam in the next round, if I beat Pam in the next round, I get to whack Ken on the back of his head as hard as I can.
No,
Ken, not you, Ken.
Yeah, no, me.
Andy, if you beat
Pam,
me,
you won't feel a thing.
You can fly out here and whack me up.
No, I would, baby. No, baby.
What?
I would never.
Something.
I would fly out there and kiss you on the cupola. Kiss you on the forehead.
Oh, that would be bad for me.
No, that would be sweet.
Okay, you guys ready?
Oh, sure.
Here we go.
Oh, wait.
That's okay. I hit the dump button.
Okay, I'm ready with my guess. Buzz.
Go ahead, Andy.
Okay, I can tell by the tone. It sounds like Sergeant Pepper. I would say it's Mr. Kite.
Incorrect.
Oh, come on.
Pam, did you want to guess?
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Incorrect.
Okay, can I guess again? I got two guesses.
You don't want to hear more of it?
No, I'm ready to guess again.
Okay.
This is a long shot because you already said no. Sergeant Pepper? I mean, Mr. Kite?
I
know. I thought maybe you were incorrect.
That
you were
was
wrong
your guess.
Before. I thought you made a mistake before.
Do you want to make another guess?
Is it Mr. Kite?
No, you already guessed that.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds?
Let him give up his...
Wait, was I right about Sergeant Pepper?
No, it's not Sergeant Pepper.
Is it off Magical Mystery?
Nope.
Is it the White Album? No.
Nope.
It's earlier.
Okay.
Wait, is it later?
It's later.
It's something off of Let It Be. Oh, I kind of know it. Wait, let it play out.
I thought I kind of knew it too, but I don't. So
wait, let
it
play out.
Andy.
Well, you've already
guessed. Ken, give like a, okay, we both, it's a tie in terms of losing.
Hey, if it's a tie, can I hit Ken across the back of the head?
It's not a Lennon McCartney song.
Oh, go to hell. You go to hell. Is this something?
No, it's not something.
What is it?
It's Octopus's Garden.
Oh, nice.
It's a Ringo song.
It's still the Beatles.
And yeah.
That's what I was going to say for my third guess.
You should have said, Ken, if you were being fair, you should have said, it's a stupid song.
No.
Yeah, now that you said it, I can hear it.
Is Ringo dead?
No.
No, baby, no.
No, Ringo's baby. He's very much alive.
I never
alive.
Remember who's dead and who's alive.
Oh, my God. Well, he spent several hours with Andy Breckman. He can't die.
Pam, you could always text me and ask me if you're ever stuck, you could ask me 24/7 if a Beatle is alive or not.
Okay.
Though Ringo now is embroiled in a controversy.
Oh, what is it?
Well, his son is getting fired from rock bands.
Oh, yeah, Zach Starkey.
And he's coming out to defend his son like a good dad.
So oh, really? Zach Starkey got fired from The Who,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And who else? Did
I don't
did
know.
He play with Van Halen or something?
I don't know, but Ringo, God bless him, is defending his son.
Which
I think is the advice I gave him back in SNL, our closet.
What could the defense be?
He's my son.
He's not as bad as he sounds?
Yeah. He's not as bad as he sounds as a drummer. I know he sounds bad.
There is no best.
There's no Pete Best.
That's a Ringo
line.
I
knew that.
Oh, that's what he meant. Because Ringo always says that there is no best.
Well, no, you can't. That's not what he means. He's not taking shots at Pete Best.
No,
when he says that.
That's got to be what he.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's so mean.
It's his veiled way of saying Pete Best sucked.
I did write another. As long as we're talking about my SNL years, I did write another sketch. Brad Hall played Pete Best.
Uh huh.
In a sketch I wrote.
Yep.
Maybe you remember it.
I don't.
It's called Where Are They Now?
And okay.
it kind of showed what Pete Best was up to.
Okay. And what happened?
Well, the joke was he was in his little flat, you know, in London, his apartment.
Yeah.
and he was preparing dinner with his wife. And every 10 seconds or so, he would just bang his head against the wall and scream, "Why?" And then he would just continue on preparing dinner. That was the joke.
And it made it to air?
Yeah, that was on the air.
Oh, nice. What was it? What was the name of that skit?
So people can look it up. Where Are They Now? But I don't know if that one. I know that the Beatle auction is available, but I don't know if that one's around.
Okay.
But and that's the reason I became the household name I am today.
Yeah.
Probably the premier comedy writer working today.
Yeah. That skit, Where Are They Now, based on Pete Best.
That's well. Those years. Those were the Ebersol years. They're not. I don't think they're as available.
You were there during the Dick Ebersol years.
Yeah, he was my boss.
I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Pam?
Yes.
Thank you for playing.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And has it really, Pam? Has it really been a pleasure? It has? Yeah. Oh, Pam. Oh, baby.
The score is...
Oh, this has not been a pleasure.
The score is 0-0.
Oh, Pam, you are the sweetest.
Aren't I, though? Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye, Pam. All right, we need another.
I hope Pam has a pleasurable experience this week, and then she says this to herself. Wait a minute. That call into the radio station, that was not pleasure. I just realized what real pleasure was. This is my impression of Pam next weekend. Wait a minute. How long has this been going on? This is real pleasure.
What kind of real pleasure do you think Pam might stumble
into?
Maybe
she'll meet a guy in a bar, and they get drunk together, and he tickles her for a while.
Oh.
Girls love that.
I don't think of tickling as being pleasurable.
I know you don't, Ken. Yeah. Oh, I know you don't.
Yeah. We need a caller to play to play this idiotic game against Andy Breckman, which it seems impossible to score. I eliminated all the easily recognizable bass lines.
Yeah, thank you for that, by the way.
Thank you
for that.
I can play an easily... You can see why. You want me to play one that's easily recognizable? It's just so easy.
Hey, Bulldog.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Bulldog.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
That would be mine. Hey, Bulldog.
Yes, I'm playing it.
Hey, Bulldog.
I'm playing it.
I'm guessing what it is, even before you hear it.
Oh, see, that's course. The song.
Yeah.
That's the song.
Man, isn't that fun to listen to? A friend of mine is in the music business, and he told me that Paul McCartney played a left-handed bass.
Yes, he did.
You don't know? How do you know?
How do you know?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Ed, and I'm up for the call and a play.
Oh,
okay,
hi, Ed.
Ed, you're a Beatle buff?
I guess. Aren't we all?
Well, certainly people from my generation, people my age.
There you go. Well, I'm not that old.
Hey, we should have a napping contest. People my age calling.
You already won the napping contest.
Who can fall asleep first?
Here you go again. We did that show. Don't you remember?
No,
we
not
did
really.
It. We did a show where you slept through the entire thing.
Well, anybody who's your co-host, I think, would have an easy time falling asleep.
Okay, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Buzz.
Go ahead, Ed.
Maxwell Silverhammer?
Nope.
Okay, let's keep hearing it. Is it from Magical Mystery Tour?
It's late. I think it's Sgt. Pepper's.
No, it's not Sgt. Is it Magical Mystery Tour?
No, Ed got it. It is Sgt. Pepper's.
You mean it's from that album?
Again, I might get it. I was on the cusp of it.
Yeah, it's on Sgt. Pepper's.
Oh, is it Fixing a Hole?
Nope. It's Mr. Kite.
Oh, for the love of God. Wait, I was guessing that for the last 20 minutes.
You already guessed that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there was just one giveaway there.
Hey, there's an interesting story behind that song.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I don't know it. I just know there's an interesting story.
It was based on a circus poster.
I don't know if that's true. I just know somebody told me there was an interesting story.
Yeah, the pause right before the second verse is where
I never asked the follow-up question.
Thanks for playing, Ed.
Have a good night.
You too.
Before he could tell me the story, I said, shut up.
What happened to him?
I just said, shut up.
And how did he take that?
Oh, terribly.
Was that the end of your friendship with this guy?
You're the only friend I have left. It's down to you, buddy.
Who was it who told you that?
I'm not even sure of his name.
Weren't you curious what the interesting story was?
No.
When
was the last time you heard a really interesting story?
Oh, man.
It's been years for me.
No, last week I heard an amazing story.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I don't care.
From an EMT.
I don't want to hear it.
This woman who was
EMT
for 40 years.
I don't think
Holy cow.
Sounds terrible.
No, it was incredible.
Don't share it with me.
There was a
I'll pay you not to tell me.
The story has a 500-pound man.
Yeah.
Dead man.
Yeah.
Without a head.
Yeah. All right. One of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you've heard lots of stories like that. I've heard four. With a 500-pound headless man.
Sounds stupid.
You don't want to find out why there's a 500-pound headless
no.
man. Okay, fine.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I'm getting very tired.
Hi, you're on the air.
Well, we just dodged a bullet.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Simone.
Hi, Simone.
I'm a fan of the Beatles.
Oh, you know the Beatles? Can you name all four Beatles?
Yes.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Simone.
Okay.
George.
Is that right?
Yes.
Do I have to say their last names?
Nope.
No. No one knows their last names.
Okay. His real name's Richard.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yep.
I think George.
Yeah.
Richard and George. Very good.
Yeah.
John.
Yes. So far, you've named the two loser Beatles.
No, she's named three out of four.
Ringo and George were the loser Beatles.
No, they weren't.
Yeah.
Is it also Michael?
Yeah, Michael, John, Ringo, and George.
Close enough. Very good, Simone.
Actually, Paul had a...
He had a brother named Michael.
Yeah. Okay, Simone, so I'm pretty confident that I can beat Simone, and I'll tell you why. The Michael McCartney was a hint that I think I could take Simone on in this Beatle tribute.
Also, we were listening to you.
Yeah.
And, the one before I don't know how you didn't get the one before where it was Octopus's Garden.
Oh, I should have gotten that.
I can't believe Andy didn't get that before.
Oh, Simone, you're smarter than me. But Simone, don't you want to say thank you to me? I stopped Ken from telling his big fat guy without a head story. That was my public service. Yeah, I stopped him.
Simone, I got to tell you, it's a pretty amazing story.
Thank God we didn't hear it. I've heard Ken's, quote, pretty amazing stories for the last 32 years.
Simone, why do you think that there was a 500-pound headless man in my story?
That's a hard question.
Do you mean if he did have his head, he'd weigh even more than 500 pounds?
Yes.
He weighed 500 pounds without the head?
That's what I'm saying.
This is a stupid story.
Yes.
Okay, Simone and Andy, are you ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready. It's me against Simone.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, and we're going to hear Michael McCartney on the bass.
Uh-oh. This is one of those songs that has part of the song in the background.
Oh, good. I can hear it. Let me listen. Oh, Helter Skelter.
Very good. A point for Andy.
There you go. Do you know that song, Simone?
Actually, no.
It's the song that inspired me and my friends to go out on a killing spree in 1969, Helter Skelter.
No way.
Yeah.
You were part of the Manson family?
Yeah, I met Ringo and I met the Mansons, too. Yeah, I've had a pretty interesting life.
The funny part about this is that guess how old I am.
Okay, I'm going to guess. Okay, Ken and I will guess, and who's ever right, if I'm right, I get to whack Ken on the back of the head as hard as I can.
No.
That's a very good thing.
Okay. Yes. You have to write down your guess.
Okay. Simone,
there's
I'm going to...
a pen over there.
I'm just going to ask you one question, Simone, and then I'll guess based on that one question. What is your favorite movie, the favorite movie you've ever seen?
Oh, oh my God.
The one that you watch over and over again with your friends.
The one that makes you seem like a grown-up.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Parent Trap. Parent Trap.
God.
Parent Trap. You're 11 years old. Parent Trap.
Go ahead. I'm ready for my guess.
Okay.
Movie.
I'm going to say Simone is 9 years old.
She's 11.
I'm going to say The Goonies.
Yeah, The Goonies. She's 11.
How old are you, Simone?
Oh, you're so cool.
10?
10.
Yes, I nailed it.
You said 10?
You can whack him.
Nice. He can't whack me.
You mean, you said 9, you meant 10? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I was dealing in base 9.
Ken can smack you on
that. No, that's crazy talk. Oh, Simone, you're so funny. Simone, we love that you're listening, and thank your mom for letting you call
and
in.
And congratulations on guessing Octopus's Garden. That was great.
Yeah.
Thanks, Simone.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's great to have. We've had a few women calling. This is great.
Simone is your idea of a woman.
We should invite any woman listening to ask their husbands or their boyfriend's permission to give us a call.
Why do they need
201-209-9368.
Why do they need permission?
I'm talking to the women listening. 201-209-9368.
Right, but why would they need permission from their husbands or boyfriends?
Well, they're living with a man. They're living with, I mean, they can't make these decisions. These are important decisions.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Alan in Chicago. I was wondering, have you guys thought about playing by Name That Tune?
Well, we're kind of playing Name That Tune.
We're doing a variation
but
of it.
It's Beatles bass lines. Are you ready to play?
I can name that tune in 12 notes.
Okay, 12 notes.
Well, you're playing, Alan, you're playing a different game than we are, which will make the scorekeeping challenging.
Well,
he's playing a different game.
We are playing Name That Tune, but the only part of the tune we're hearing is the...
But we're not limiting ourselves to 12 notes.
Oh, now we are.
That's all you're going to play now?
Yeah.
And you mean callers
can
call...
have a chance to steal this.
Oh, I see. So callers can call up and move the goalposts and change the rules.
Yeah, 12 notes.
Okay, 12 notes.
Okay, here we go.
Fine. It never ends with you. I feel fine.
Got it. Ding.
Go ahead.
Dear Prudence.
Nope.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Oh no.
I think it's from the middle period. It's not I Feel Fine?
Nope, not I Feel Fine.
Is it something like We Can Work It Out? Wait, no, that's not We Can Work It Out. Okay, I'm gonna give up.
I don't give up.
While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
That is?
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that descending, those descending chords.
Yeah.
Is that the one where George looks at the floor and sees it needs sweeping?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great song.
It is.
Yeah. I was wondering how George spends his time.
That's the one where the Beatles were so mean to George.
Yeah.
Because he would just keep bitching about how dirty the floor was.
Yeah, he would. I remember... He stopped in the middle of writing a song and called a maid service.
It was terrible.
Yeah. Hey, the floor needs sweeping.
And he got so mad at Paul and John that he went out and invited his pal Eric Clapton to come in just to clean the floor.
And to do that solo?
And then while he was there, after cleaning the floor, they let him do a solo. Well, thanks, Carla.
Are we sure that that's Paul on that number and not John?
Great question. Okay, legitimate question. That's the bass line, but who was it, John?
If you saw
the Get Back film, you see that John would occasionally pick up the guitar, and it was actually very moving moments when John picked up the bass guitar because he would ask Paul if he was doing it right. Remember?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
that. No.
It happened multiple times.
I don't remember that at all.
Well, you might have been pretty wasted watching.
I wasn't aware that John played bass, but he must have. He must have played bass.
Oh, yeah, he played a bunch on the White Album.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe.
Because they weren't playing on everybody's songs.
Because that was a pretty darn rudimentary bass line right there, so maybe it was.
Yeah. Well, the White Album, they were very rarely all in the same studio at the same time, right?
Well, thank you, caller. The score is still Andy 1.
Interesting story how the White Album got its name.
Oh, go ahead. Tell me what it is.
I didn't hear the whole
was
thing.
Was this the same
Yes.
The same friend who told you that there was an interesting story.
Yes, he kept trying to engage me.
Why didn't you let him tell you?
I just don't want to hear stories.
Because the real name of the White Album is The Beatles.
I know. The White Album is a nickname.
Yeah, so why? Tell me the story.
I didn't stick around.
What happened?
I didn't stick around.
What do you mean? You left before he told the story?
I got it so self-conscious because I'm so ugly.
Did everybody gather around to hear the story and you just snuck out the back?
Yeah, there was a big crowd. I always sneak out before I hear stories.
Well, yeah. I mean, I sneak
stories
out
just too. Confuse me.
No, I sneak out too, especially if somebody says, gather around, everybody. I've got a great story.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That does repel me too.
Yeah.
You know, so the SNL 40th party 10 years ago, I wrangled an invitation, but I'm sure I told you this story. I left like at 2:30. I left like just before McCartney got up to play a set.
Yeah.
So the 50th anniversary party comes around.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make that mistake again.
That just happened.
A couple months ago.
Yeah.
Not going to make that mistake again.
Okay, what happened?
I just waited and waited.
I waited.
And there were rappers that came up. I don't know who they were. There were famous people coming up.
Yeah.
I have no idea, but it wasn't McCartney. So 4:30, Beth and I said we're bailing.
But he did eventually play.
No, he did not. He played at the 40th.
Oh, that's where he played Hey Jude?
I don't know. I missed it.
Because I remember watching the television version of the 50th, and they had all the writers in the rain. Outside.
Yeah, that was a joke at the top of the show.
Outside on the street.
Yeah.
Oh, that was supposed to be funny?
It was funny.
Oh.
They said, let's have the writers stand up, and then you saw them outside.
In the rain.
Yeah, it was very funny.
Oh, okay.
I thought.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
If you ever wonder if something's funny, just call me, man.
I will.
I'm around.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi there.
Hi, who's this?
Oh, this is Dan from Olympia, Washington.
Sure. Hi, Dan.
Of course you are.
Yeah, it's Dan.
Who else would it be?
No, Dan's a big Beatles fan.
Yeah, who else would it be? Dan, you're a Beatle buff?
I'm somewhat of a Beatle buff. I'm in the right age gap, I think, there for that qualification, possibly.
What is the perfect sweet spot for Beatle fans? I think it's my age, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was born in 51. I was 7 or 8 when they were on. Let me see. What was Ed Sullivan? 63.
I was 10 when Paul died.
No, you were not.
Yes, I was.
No, you were not.
I was.
You were not born in 1970. Oh, when Paul McCartney?
Yeah, when Paul died.
Oh, you mean on Abbey Road?
Right.
Oh, yeah, that rumor.
Yeah. Rumor? Are you guys ready to play?
Totally.
Totally.
Here we go.
It's on, baby.
Oh, I can hear part of the other tracks in the background.
Is this Rain?
No, I wouldn't play the same.
We already did Rain.
We heard Rain already.
Well, I got to hear more of this.
Same damn note over and
it's
over.
It's so minimal.
Yeah, wow. Same damn note. Ah!
You know my name, look up the number?
Nope. Now it's recognizable. I bet you Simone knows what it is. Simone, am I right? Yes. Simone guessed it.
Wait, what does that mean? It's like a Ringo song? Is it Good Night or something?
No.
Is it off the White Album?
It is off the White Album. Dear Prudence.
Oh, Dear Prudence, yeah. I could hear it.
Now.
Interesting story about how that song was written.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
right? It's about Mia Farrow's sister, right?
Yeah.
She locked herself in the bathroom.
Yeah, because the guru kept hitting on her.
Well, that supposedly is not true.
That supposedly is true.
No, supposedly not true.
Yeah, supposedly is true.
No, Magic Alex spread that rumor because the Maharishi was stealing John away, and Magic Alex wanted to be the guru.
You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I do know what the hell I'm talking about.
You're just saying words now.
You should write a movie about Magic Alex.
What, are you paid by the word? You're just babbling away.
Thanks, caller.
Thank you.
The score is still Andy 1, listeners 0.
Wait, that can't be true. I can't. I don't remember getting one right.
Yeah, you did get one right. I don't know what it was.
How's this show going for you this hour?
I'm enjoying this episode?
Oh, that's good. That's the most important thing.
Yeah. How about you?
As long as one person in the hemisphere is enjoying it.
All right, we need another caller. I think.
Yeah, 201-209-9368. Ladies, ask your husbands, ask your boyfriends if you can call. 201-209-9368.
You don't have to ask your boyfriends or husbands, as you well know.
Yeah, you can sneak into the closet. You can dial yourself. Ken's right. You can go in the basement, do it secretly. We've had that happen.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey,
who's this?
Mike in Altadena. I can't believe I made it through.
Oh, my God. Mike in Altadena, welcome.
I'll tell you why that's funny when Mike says, I can't believe I got through.
Yeah.
Because no one else is calling.
Well, we're very sorry about Mike's other dog, aren't we?
Oh, boy. Yeah. When you played Hey Bulldog, I had tears.
Yeah.
Oh, you lost a dog there,
Mike?
He lost
two dogs.
Oh, my brother. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, the second one went down last week.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
He lost one dog during the fires in Altadena.
How do you know all this, Ken?
Fires. Yeah, and then Lucky went down last week.
Oh, baby.
DeadDogs.com, baby. You learn everything.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Mike, are you ready?
Dead dogs.
Yeah, we got to even up this score.
Wait. Let's just hit pause. Okay. Let's bet right now. Do you think somebody has that URL name?
Yes.
Already, like, reserved?
Oh, yeah.
DeadDogs.com?
No question about
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll bet you a dollar.
Okay.
I'll bet you a dollar
probably
it's available.
For sale.
I bet you a dollar it's available for sale.
It's not available for sale. You.
DeadDogs.com?
I'm going there.
Okay.
Yo, it's for sale.
There, that's it.
So no.
So no one's using it.
No, it's been warehoused.
That means no one's using it. There's no website.
Somebody owns it.
Well, of course somebody owns it. And now it's.
You know who owns it? Yeah. One sick puppy. That's
yeah, one
that.
Sick puppy.
Huge,
that's funny.
Huge Domains owns it. You want to know how much it'll cost you to get DeadDogs.com?
Oh, let me guess. I'm good at this.
Okay.
Let me guess.
Okay.
You want DeadDogs.com? You want to own that?
Yep.
Let me guess. DeadDogs.com. I'm pretty good at this.
Okay, go ahead.
That will cost you $700.
Nope.
What will it cost you?
$4,195.
Hey, let's play that game. find a weird, unusual URL name, and I'll try to guess what it would cost.
Okay, write that one down. But let's finish this game first.
Oh yeah. We don't want to.
Yeah,
we don't want to leave this
material for next week. Game.
We don't want to leave this game unfinished.
Here we go.
Going to a screaming end here. This is really hard.
Oh, wait. I can do this. Let it play.
Yeah, it sounds like the song to me.
Yeah. Old Brown Shoe.
Yes, very good.
There it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
I couldn't even hear the bass line through the phone. Oh, well.
Perfect. That's the advantage I needed.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. You got like woofers in the studio.
I think the station.
Listen to our little.
Mike, no one's listening to you now. No one cares, Mike. Thanks for calling.
I'm sorry, Mike, but I'm sorry about.
Oh, we care, Andy.
Sorry about your dog.
I'm sorry about Tinkerbell and Lucky. Were those their names?
Tinkerbell and Lucky. Yeah, maybe next time.
I remembered his dead dog's names.
You are amazing, Ken.
Yeah. Sorry, Mike. I'm especially sorry about Tinkerbell. But I'm a little sorry about Lucky, too.
It's harder for me to remember these details because I don't care. So that makes it almost impossible to remember.
I hear you. All right.
Hey, you want to do that URL game next week?
We could, unless we come up with something better.
But wait, it's not really fair. We can't play against the listeners because they could just go online and have the advantage over me.
True.
I don't have access.
That's true.
Here.
Yeah. Hey, you
no,
know,
you know what it'd be? It has to be me versus you. And our listeners would know the answer.
Okay. I think we might be able to come up with something better, though.
Better than that?
Yeah, better.
Better than guess better than what DeadDogs.com is worth?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah, good luck. Dream on, son.
I think we might be able to.
So, hey, you're looking forward to Tina Fey with our big marathon winners?
That's right. We gave away tickets to see Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
That's this weekend. It could have been you. Let me just say this to our listeners out there who are considering pledging next marathon.
Uh-huh.
It could have been you going to a big comedy show with Uncle Andy and Uncle Ken. It could have been you.
What are you most looking forward to? Tina Fey's jokes.
Oh, you think she'll tell jokes?
I believe she will.
Oh, that's going to be even better.
Yeah. You know the name of their tour, Amy Poehler and Tina Fey.
I don't know.
It's the Restless Leg Tour.
Oh, that's perfect for
me.
So
you'll fit right in.
Yeah, if I have an aisle seat.
I get the aisle seat. No, I get the aisle seat. I called it last March during the marathon. I called it.
Let's say losers don't get to call what seat they sit in, but winners do. Squares don't get to call it.
What are you saying?
Let's say that's our rule.
Because you won that game?
Yeah, give me that. Give me that. Give me the aisle seat. I won the game.
Okay. Yeah, I really hate not having the aisle seat.
Well, I truly have restless leg syndrome.
So that's why you need the aisle seat?
I genuinely annoy strangers that sit near me.
Oh, my God. I remember when we saw Andrew Jeselnik. Anthony Jeselnik.
Yeah.
And your foot was on the stage. We were sitting in the front row.
I was leaning against the
stage. You were
making
the whole stage shake.
Yeah, I really do have a problem.
Yeah. Incredible. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County.
And this is WFMU. Oh, same thing. WFMU.
I was going to say in New York City and Rockland County.
Yeah, same thing.
At 91.9.
Oh, and this is, you can find me at, same thing, 91.9.
Where can they find you?
91.9 FM.
And online?
Oh, yeah. I'm online, too. Where are you online?
WFMU.org.
Yeah, me too. FMU.org. Hey, if you want to write to me, I'd love to hear from you. I'm at ken@WFMU.org.
I'll forward it to Andy.
No.
I'll forward it to Andy's real email.
No. Ah! No. Ah! That's my nightmare.
Oh, my God. I wish I could remember it. It's a Gmail address.
No, it's not.
Andy and NJ.
Gmail's for losers.
Andy and NJ at gmail.com.
Yeah, try that.
Hey, Don Fleming's new show, 21 Lounge, coming up.
Oh, I've heard good things.
Yeah, it's a lounge music show. You love lounge music.
I do like lounge music. Yeah. Is that coming on after us?
Yeah.
We're the lead-in for them?
We are the lead-in for 21 Lounge with the famous Don Fleming.
Famous is a funny word, isn't
it? No, he runs the George Harrison Musical Estate.
What the hell are you babbling about
now?
He
does. Speaking of George Harrison...
So there's a new show. Wait, the schedule has changed?
The schedule has changed. And
that's our new... We're the lead-in now for 21 Lounge?
Yeah, new show. Thank you, Jeremiah, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Jeremiah.
And thank you, President Pam.
Oh, thank you, Pam.
And stay tuned for 21 Lounge.
I'm looking forward to it.
Call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the beautiful Mark 2100 21 Lounge right on the ocean in beautiful Fort Lauderdale. And we have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. Thank you, Chillin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to welcome you to the Sanssouci Hotel, and we are the Tunesmiths, Mr. Jack Steele on organ, and yours truly, Tommy Smith.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to 21 Lounge. This is Don Fleming. I'm going to play you some songs from the golden age of lounge performers. We just heard the Tunesmiths, Tommy Smith and Jack Steele. As it says on the record here, here is the sound of excitement, the excitement generated by the Tunesmiths, Tommy Smith on drums and Jack Steele at the organ. And this is what I love about this. It's just the two guys, and they're both singing and both playing, and that's the whole band. It says here, their versatility carries them from soothing dinner dance music in the early part of the evening to swinging out later for the lounge crowd, covering everything from light rock to Broadway show tunes, medleys, and warm comedy novelty skits, which adds to the excitement they project throughout the evening. So that was their take on the Tijuana Brass. And basically, it's as, again, from the album liner notes, it says, in this album you will find a cleverness with such things as the Tijuana Brass medley, which we believe has never been attempted vocally by another group. So yeah, that was on the Art Records, on Art Records out of Fort Lauderdale, as well as the opening tune, the Mr. Lucky theme by Don Hayes at his special Baldwin organ and piano from Art Records in 1968. All right, so for the next set, I wanted to play some songs for lovers. There's a lot of lounge performers who, of course, would do songs for people out on dates or newlyweds or people having their anniversaries. And I wanted to start, I want to have a set of only couples doing songs. And this first one is Tony and Kathy Rich and their album Sing for Lovers. And they're sponsored by a place called Cove Haven, which paid for this record because there's an ad for them on the back with the heart-shaped bathtub at Cove Haven. And